This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's the heat of the moment, and the moment is here for Ace Unlocks on Pep Talk this morning. My friend Chris Roney is here. He is the owner of Ace Unlocks, along with Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Good morning, guys. Welcome
morning.
To Pep Talk.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you, my love.
The rest of the day to you.
So heat of the moment. We just had our friends from Pensacola Beach Chamber talking about the fireworks this weekend.
Big weekend
coming up. Families coming in. Chaos reigns. Guess who? When chaos reigns, tends to lock her keys in the car every year.
Not just you.
Yeah. My ongoing joke with Chris Roney and his wife Jenny is that I help them stay in business.
For a little while, yeah. We were definitely a repeat customer.
Exactly. See, and I'm not lying.
But so are a lot of people.
She had a punch card.
I know. Yeah.
It's true. I needed to be on the rewards program.
We should really start one of those.
I swear, for people
that's
like
really
me.
A good idea, actually. All right.
All right. Well, tell us about Ace Unlocks, because really, seriously now, y'all, this is important, because with the heat that we're having right now, we're looking at 100-degree indices and stuff. You don't want to have a child in the car accidentally. You wouldn't do it on purpose, or a pet.
That happens
kind of
every
thing.
Day. Yeah, it happens
so
every day.
So talk about that. And a little, first of all, tell us who you are.
Chris Roney, owner of Ace Unlocks for almost 30 years in Pensacola. Just love my community, and we've been servicing and doing the best we can for a very, very long time. So, today I was on my way in, and I was thinking, what are we going to talk about? Because we don't really plan this a lot, which is actually I like, because it makes it, more, I think it makes it more interesting. But today, I noticed, or yesterday actually, funny. So I was in a car making a key.
Right.
It was actually to a Tesla yesterday. And I sat in the car, and it tells you at all times on the screen what the heat is.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was 106 degrees in that car, and I sat in that car for 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh,
and,
Chris.
Yeah, while we were programming. And I kept getting out and drinking water and whatnot, but it thought that's what made me think about, today's show.
I thought
we need to talk about this, because it happens every day. So, and just like you said, chaos.
Relatives are here. One person's going here. One person. Yeah. I thought you were watching the 2-year-old. No, I thought you were watching the. It's like one of those things.
It happened, and you never know when it's going to happen. I'm going to tell on myself here. So this has been our second son, Tyne, was probably a year old, not quite a year old. I had put him in the locksmith van, and he was sick, and so it was chaotic, right? He was sick. We were going to get a prescription.
Right.
And guess who locked his kid in the locksmith van?
No, in the van, which has all the equipment.
In the locksmith van. Now, granted, So people say that to me all the time. They're like, man, I need to get one of those tools. And I'm like, where's it going to be when you lock yourself out?
Yeah, right.
In your car. It's not going to be any good.
It's not going to work.
I was looking at the van, and I'm looking at my kid, and I'm like, well, this is how it feels. Right. It was cold. I mean, it wasn't dangerous at the time. And I called into the shop, and I'll never forget it. I called and I was like, hey, I need somebody to come unlock my van and don't ask any questions. So the guy that showed up for me, unlocked the car, and he looked at me and kind of grinned. And I was like, Tyne's in the car.
He's
So,
gave you the look.
But it happens. And so if, let's talk about what happens when it's hot.
That's right.
So I was on my way in today, and I was talking to Jenny Roney, which,
lovely wife, beautiful wife.
Yep. And because I'd looked up online, because I wanted to come with some facts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the facts was a car that you just get out of, you get out, it's about, you got your AC running at 66 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it takes to that car to heat up? Well, for 10 minutes, I looked it up on Grok.
Uh-huh.
And Grok's never wrong, right?
Right, right.
Well, I said... and it said 10 minutes. 10 minutes, the car goes up 20 degrees.
Wow!
And Jenny said, no, that's not right. It's got to be way faster than that.
I think it's faster. Yeah.
I know better than to argue with Jenny Roney. we're not gonna.
Me too.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're not.
We're friends. This is not
talking about another lockout.
Even if I win the argument, I lose. right? Well, that's how it is for most men.
Well, it's frightening, because I actually parked my car here at the station underneath the tree, trying to get a little bit of shade, and I went out to it, and the temperature it was about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature in the car read 116. before I put the AC on. And then I had the AC on running forever. It took a long time for it to get under 100.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't believe it.
So you lock your kid in the car, you know, and you really have about 10 minutes is all you got.
Mm-hmm.
So the magic number, I was talking to Howard, the magic number is 104. At 104 degrees, you begin to your interior core temperature. It's like a temperature, right?
Right.
You know, you got to get your temperature down. So, for dogs, let's talk about dogs because it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs and kids, it's equally dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes at most, and if you're depending on where your car's parked and the heat of the temperature outside. So,
right.
I mean, it's hard to get anywhere in Pensacola in 10 minutes.
That's right.
You can't. I mean, even the fire department can get to you fast enough. So you need to be prepared to. So you either plan ahead or you be prepared to break a window. And it's really hard to break a window.
Absolutely.
It's really hard now because of all the tempered glass. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
Howard actually severed his thumb trying to break a window.
And the police department has said that they will not arrest you if you see a child or an animal in a car and the owner's not there.
That's
that you
correct.
Can. It is okay to break the window. They will not arrest you.
Yep.
However, not easy to do.
So now I will say, be very careful now.
Mm-hmm.
So we noticed this too, and my wife and I noticed. Did you guys know that Teslas have dog mode?
No.
Dog mode. Yeah.
What is that?
I know. See, this is important stuff to know. Dog mode. You can walk out of your car and you push this button, and what it does is because it's an electric car, it can keep the air conditioning running full blast while you're away.
Oh.
So if you run into and the car's off, it's not you can't get in the car. It's locked. Everything's locked down, but it's completely temperature safe in there. So,
because
I've noticed, I'm not a big social media guy, but I catch these threads periodically, and people are having to put on their windows, my dog is safe.
Of course.
It's cooler in the car than it is out here right now.
Okay.
And so, because people don't realize, they think there's a dog locked in the car they walk past it, but in fact, the dog's totally safe and probably more comfortable than you are.
Interesting.
But that's just for Teslas, as far as I know. Anyway.
Well, we're talking with Chris Roney. He's the owner of Ace Unlocks, one of my good friends, and his wife, Jenny. And, you know, I've relied on them heavily. I've kept them in business for many years. But I will tell you, the reason I do is because they are... Ace Unlocks is the first listing in the A's in my phone because I have that there for prevention purposes. I have it as one of my emergency quick numbers, and I use it a lot, either in the house or with the car. And I've actually helped other people, especially when I was working out on the beach. A lot of folks, you've got the beach towels, the cooler, you know, everything. And you come back after a long day on the beach, and you realize, oh, my God, I left the keys in the car. It happens a lot.
All the time.
So I was always giving your number out to folks. So what is that number? So for our listeners today can get that in their phones for this crazy, chaotic couple of weeks with family coming in, vacation, all that.
Save it before you need it. That's
correct.
What we say.
Oh, yeah.
Save it in your phone before you need us. It's 850-505-7545.
And that number again.
850-505-7545.
Okay, and when you call, then what's the best thing to say? What do you say when you call?
Everybody thinks that is one thing. Everybody thinks they're the only person to ever do it, right?
Right.
You're in an emergency. One of the things that we actually train for our employees is to really calm things down because people are, even if there's not a kid locked in the car, even if you're just locked out, you know, it's stressful.
It never happens when you're just strolling around. It always happens when you have to be somewhere.
That's right. That's exactly right. So one of the things that the guys are trained to do is to, you know, approach the vehicle, approach the customer, and get everybody calmed down, meaning just keep your tone cool and, you know, just remain calm and everybody, because I can't tell you how many times I've approached a car, especially a newer car, and they go, do you know how to get into this car?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want to come off. Yep. Wrong. You say, absolutely, sir, no problem. Just step back a few feet here, and I'll show you exactly what I'm going to do, and I'll talk you through it. And, boy, you just you go to work.
Okay. So. Well, if you have a question for Chris about anything that has to do with Ace Unlocks being safe in your car, 850-437-1620. One of our listeners just texted in, what is Ace's number at night? Can you call at night?
It's the same number.
Are you open on the holidays?
We are like Waffle House. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We even have stayed open except for through hurricanes. Which, that's
I
about
called
it.
Them at Christmas. What can I say?
even after hurricanes were open, that's a whole other story. We actually got helicoptered for
oh, no kidding.
During Hurricane Ivan, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they did martial law, remember, for a while.
That's right. I remember.
And they flew us across the island to unlock several homes. And
wow.
And they used them as bases. Pretty crazy.
Wow, that's wild.
It's the only time I've ever been in a helicopter.
Okay, and then another listener just texted, and we were talking about if you did have to break a window, and they're saying, what's the best way to break a window? Which window is best to break?
So this is tough because all the windows are tempered, mm-hmm. right? Believe it or not, the smaller windows are much harder.
Interesting.
So ideally you want to, okay. So here's the thing. You don't want to do it on the driver's side.
Okay.
Okay, because that's where you're going to be driving.
Right, right.
If you can break a passenger window.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your kid is locked in the back, you're not going to break the back window because that's where he's at. So you're going to break. So ideally, there is no ideal situation, but you're going to break the passenger window on the front side. But it's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, like I said, it's tempered glass, so it'll shatter, but it doesn't break.
Ooh,
so
okay.
You have to have, you're going to need something to be able to, once you get it to shatter, to kind of penetrate it and then be able to pull it out. Usually, if I was by myself and I didn't have anything, I'd take my shirt off probably and, try to, because you don't want to cut yourself up.
But of course not.
It's a scary situation and it takes a few minutes to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's definitely something that people don't think about until you're in it. You just don't know what to do because you've never done it. And I've actually got some experience with this. We used to go to the junkyards and try to break them.
So
I was talking with Howard. Yeah. The older cars were very easy. The glass mm-hmm. would shatter mm-hmm. It shatter and break out in a million pieces. But anything made after, I don't know, it has to be around 99, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It's all tempered glass. Mm-hmm. And when you shatter it, it just spider webs, but it doesn't break.
Because
it's designed, it's the safety glass, right?
Right, of course.
So, pretty neat.
Well, that's interesting. And I'm thinking about the old days, you would do something, you could get that little side window open and you could reach in and mm-hmm. unlock the car. But now everything's automatic. So how does that affect what you do in terms of the key and how you get into a vehicle, especially with the automatic locks?
Well, we actually take advantage of the safety features in the car.
Uh-huh.
All the cars now, since 2000, actually 1995, have built with they're supposed to give, like when you, so if you're in an accident,
right,
the cars are designed to give up to an inch or two, believe it or not. So a door will actually, I don't know if anybody ever seen.
I've never heard of this.
You've seen me do it though. You put the airbag in there and you expand the door out, and it's designed to do that. When it comes back, it goes back where it was because it's designed to flex.
Oh, okay.
So the automatic side, that's really how we defeat it. You mm-hmm. know, we used to do it back in the day with tools. So they called them Slim Jims. And
yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
But that
boat hanger was
right.
good.
But we quit doing that because they started putting airbags in doors.
Right.
And so you stick a tool down to where an airbag is, and that doesn't work out so well for you.
Interesting. So I would say before you start breaking things, the first thing to do is call Ace Unlocks.
That's exactly right. You save yourself some money for sure.
And give us that number one more time.
850-505-7545.
So you must have a lot of stories. So what are some of the things that you can tell us about what you do and how you got into this business and just the things that we can do to remember to not lock ourselves keys in a car?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you how not to do it, but I really don't because I've done it myself. It always happens when you, like we said.
It's the worst time.
Yeah, when you least expect it. And it has to do with being out of your normal routine, right?
Right.
That's generally when it happens. We're usually in a habit of locking ourselves or of locking our cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are. It's funny though, and I was actually talking to Howard mm-hmm. about this. This is something else that I wanted to touch on today. I was talking to our sheriff, Chip Simmons,
yes,
and Whitney Lucas, chief of staff, and because I called and I asked her, I said, what was that initiative and they're still doing it. The initiative they're still it's called Lock Your Doors, Keep It Yours.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, yeah, and so I didn't know this, but 50 to honestly, depending on where you look, up to 90% of crime
mm-hmm.
They're crimes of opportunity,
right.
Meaning you don't lock you're not locking your car door.
Mm-hmm.
People are most of these crimes. If you're people are walking by looking for something inside your car. It could be a purse, a bank bag,
sure,
just a little bit of cash in the cup holder,
mm-hmm.
anything. They pull the door handle, mm-hmm. they take your stuff. Or even worse, you know, they pull the door handle and they look in the center console, and then they find a spare key.
A little,
and then they take your car.
Right.
So, and you know, it happens a lot. You know, you run into the convenience store, you run in and out of the bank real fast. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, oh, I'm not going to lock my car. I'm not going to shut off my car, which is illegal, by the way. And you and that's how you know, you end up getting your car stolen. But especially at night, where you park, you know, you're parking in front of your house.
A lot of people don't lock their cars, and they think, oh, it's in my driveway. Nobody's going to bother in my neighborhood.
Right. They're pulling door handles, and most of it, because guess what? If your car's locked, they're just going to move on to the next easy.
That's right.
I've said this for a long time. Locks are really, most locks, especially when it comes to homes and cars, are just designed to keep the honest people out. Mm. It really is.
Oh my goodness.
You know, if I went in your car, I'm coming in.
Right.
And but it's going to take me some time in most cases, right?
Well, you said about being a crime of opportunity.
That's
if
right.
It's unlocked, it's easy.
So protect yourself.
Especially when you're at the beach,
right,
and you're not thinking about those things,
right,
and you just get everybody out of the car, let's go to the beach, and you leave it unlocked.
That's right. So it's funny, I'm telling you to lock your cars, and it works for me when you do. Just try not to lock your keys in your car, but
that's right.
I'm just saying, be safe, you know, err on the side of caution.
Well, I had not heard that before. So it's called Lock, and what was it?
The actual initiative was called Lock Your Doors, Keep It Yours.
I think that's a great thing to remember. Yep. Absolutely.
I texted Whitney this morning to make sure I had it right, because I didn't want to screw it up.
And we've been talking a lot about cars, Chris, but you also have services for homes, too.
We do. We do.
So I think
it's
important to mention that, too, that it's not, you're not just doing cars. You do whole gamuts.
We unlock homes. People lock themselves out of their house all the time. We do several car lockouts and several residential lockouts every day and in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
and that's usually when it happens. When it's not convenient, or you
exactly
come home and you've had a couple of beverages.
I think I've unlocked your car or your house once or twice.
Yes, you have several times.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I get excited, and then I go out and I have. Oh, see, I keep. Well, that's a long story, but anyway, I have different sets of keys.
That's right.
And I run out of the house, and I know it the second happens. Mm-hmm. As soon as I shut the doggone it, the keys are on the coffee table.
So we can talk about hiding. You know, there's really good ways to hide your keys.
Well, you
too.
Taught me.
So
this little trick.
Oh yeah, that's right. So we still sell them, and I'm actually going to restock them because they've come up with some really new stuff. And I think you can still find them at Home Depot, and you can obviously find anything on Amazon and whatnot. But they're designing sprinkler heads now.
Oh, no
like
kidding.
Like fake sprinkler heads that you can
really?
Drop a key in. Yeah. Yeah. And you just put it in the ground. It looks like a sprinkler head. Why would, you know, no one's going to touch it. You're going to think, but, you know, they've done the rocks. The rocks were good, right?
Right.
Those are because they look.
I have a little rock thing,
which is
great.
Yep.
It's not great, though, if you bring the lock, you use it one time and then you bring it and you sit on the kitchen counter.
And there it
and
is.
And then you don't put it back out there.
You've got to put it back in there. Hey, my son.
Be consistent.
My son did it the other day, did it to us the other day.
So
we,
crazy.
We needed, yeah, we needed to get into his truck. And I was like, oh, we took off, left the house. And I said, well, we can still use the, because he left his keys there. And I
right.
said, oh, we'll just use the spare key I hid under your truck. He goes, Dad, I used it the other day and I didn't put it back. Fortunately for me, I keep a spare one in my own truck.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, so there's.
We got another question from one of our listeners. This is a good one. It says, doesn't the key fob prevent the doors from locking? So how do you lock the key in the car with the key fobs in the new cars? Doesn't the key fob prevent the doors from locking?
Great question.
So maybe we can clear that up.
So it in most cases, and I say most cases, about half the time it works.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it doesn't. So a couple of things can happen. The batteries get weak in the key fobs, and then the car can't really sense it well, or it's not perfect, right? So it's intermittent, and mm-hmm. it may not sense it, and so you lock your door, and you've locked your keys in your car. Number two, and this is a really important one, a lot of the purses that are being made now are made with what's called a Faraday material inside. I don't know if you've ever heard of a Faraday bag.
No.
Okay, so when they got rid of ignitions where you turn the key and they went to the push button start.
Right.
They make, and you wanted to keep if you want to keep a spare key in your car that the car can't see, you drop it into this bag. And what it does, it's called a Faraday bag, and mm-hmm. it prevents the car from seeing the signal. Well, a lot of purses do that now.
Okay.
So if you're like, if you carry one of those, what do they call those big Louis Vuittons, the carry-alls or keep-it-alls
yes,
or packet-fulls? I don't
mm-hmm.
even remember. I can't remember what they're called.
Well, you got everything.
An everything bag, right? You pile a bunch of stuff up on top of your keys. Your car can't see that key anymore.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can easily lock your keys in the car. Combine a battery that's running about half full with throwing mm-hmm. it in your purse or, you know, and then covering it up with a bunch of stuff. I mean, and it's happened to me several times. I remember one time I was at UWF, and the kid had put his books over the key in the passenger seat.
Oh, of course.
And they were just sitting on top of it. And he goes, I've never been able to do this before. My car always tells me when I've locked my keys in my car.
Right.
And I said, where are they? He goes, they're in the passenger seat. And I was like, underneath those six books?
Right.
art books and stuff.
Yeah, because mine beeps. If I leave the key, it beeps before I shut the door. But
So that's how it happens.
Interesting. Okay, another question from one of our listeners.
Sure.
Can you come and change the front door deadbolt from a key lock to a keypad lock? And what does that cost?
We do it every day. There's several different things that you can do. We don't have a ton of time, it looks like, so I'm going to get this out as quick as I can. We live in Florida on the beach with salty air, and there's really no keypad lock that will last as long as a regular lock because the salty air and the weather and the heat, especially if you have a westward-facing door.
The moisture.
And, you know, when you get the westward sun beating down on your lock, I mean, it especially, and you just remember, they're little computers. They're silicone boards, so we do put them in, right? Mm-hmm. And what I recommend is, and do we recommend a particular kind? No, we actually don't. Anything that's a brand name, though, I would say Kwikset or Schlage for sure. Mm-hmm. And yes, we do, and we install them. So the varying kinds of locks there are, and the finishes and whatnot, we recommend people buy what they want at, say, Home Depot or Lowe's and call us to come install it.
Okay.
And we typically charge a service call, which will be between $85 and $125, plus an installation fee, depending on what it is, $25 to $65 to install it, roughly, give or take.
Okay.
Now, we do have some really cool stuff that's come out now, and I've been using it on my house for a while, where it's unaffected by the outside. Because all the electronics are on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And so when you approach the door, it senses you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you use an app and you hit the unlock button and it unlocks from the inside.
Cool.
Wow.
And it's really, really cool tech. Yeah. We've been using it on our house now for about 4 years. I've got the same one on for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you're interested in that, that's pretty neat. And what we do is we use your existing lock, and it's just something that goes over it on the backside.
Oh.
It ties into your Wi-Fi. It's app-enabled. Those locks are, I think, around $285 or so. You can also add a keypad to it. It's a company called August Locks. We've been getting it from them. So it's pretty neat. Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, we're talking with Chris Roney, who's with Ace Unlocks, and he's been in this business now for 30 plus years, I guess I could say.
Yep.
From everything from the basic locks that we all know to the new technology. You've been keeping up with everything.
Yep, that's where all this white hair comes from.
So we've got just about a minute or so left. Chris, anything you want to mention or touch on that we haven't touched on this morning?
I think we pretty much hit everything. I'd just like to summarize and just say, hey, look, if you're calling in and you know, and it is an emergency and you've locked your kid in your car or your dog in your car, be prepared to break that window. It's really important. We just can't, you know, always call EMS, always call 911, make them your first call, and then call us. They'll dispatch us out, actually. EMS will call us, and we work together, and they'll call us and let us know they either made it or we beat them. We're also timing it at the same time. And if we know we can't get there in 10 or 15 minutes, I mean, we're gonna keep coming. Mm-hmm. We don't stop. We still keep coming, but we're going to encourage you to break the window.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just really important. So EMS first, and then also save the number before you need us. It's the most important thing because it saves you time from walking down to your phone and Googling. You ever tried to type on your phone and think while you're
yes.
under stress and pressure?
No.
So save the number before you need us.
850-505-7545. Or if you had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah, right. You want to have that on an emergency dial.
If you had too many cocktails, I'm not going to hand you your keys.
You don't want to call Ace Liquors by mistake.
All right. We have Ace Unlocks here. Chris Froney, Howard, and thank you so much for being here today and for all your great advice and tips. What's that number one more time?
850-505-7545. 7545.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris and Howard. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg, your host. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember, as you go about your day to day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the time to love right now. Have a great day.